On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Nicola Everett.
Boris Johnson says he's cautiously optimistic about progress in Brexit talks as he meets EU leaders in Luxembourg. The PM and the European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker were flanked by reporters as they posed for photos.
Boris, you have to take that to
Come on.
Over here.
Okay.
Why are you so optimistic?
Well, we're cautious.
Yeah. Cautiously optimistic.
The Prime Minister is expected to warn the EU he won't delay Brexit beyond the Halloween deadline. Asked if he was confident of progress, Mr. Juncker replied, "We will see." Contingency plans to prevent a hard Irish border remain a major sticking point.
KMFM News.
Two migrants have been intercepted by Border Force officers after trying to cross the Channel to Kent in a kayak. The men were among 41 people, including children, who tried to reach the UK in 4 separate incidents yesterday. It's feared even more will risk the dangerous journey as camps in northern France are shut down by authorities. The London Fire Brigade says it's been interviewed under caution by police investigating the Grenfell Tower fire. 72 people died in the blaze in West London in June 2017. Now, there are calls today for food delivery cyclists in Canterbury to have number plates as part of a crackdown on reckless biking. It's after an elderly man claimed to have been knocked down on the high street. But when his daughter contacted the company, they said they couldn't identify the rider responsible. The City Council's planning to write to firms like Deliveroo and Uber Eats about the idea. But what do you think? We've been asking some of you in Rochester.
I would say maybe like a number on their jacket, or that they have their bags with the company name on, maybe have an ID number or something like that on it.
Yeah, definitely a tracking number, because they could speak anyone. Like, they could do anything, couldn't they? And get away with it because you can't identify them.
Deliveroo says road safety is of utmost importance and they operate a zero tolerance policy towards any riders who are found to have broken the law. You can also let us know what you think by voting in our poll this lunchtime at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A 27-year-old man's been arrested after armed police were called to reports of a person with a sword on Sheppey. The force helicopter was also seen hovering over Berridge Road this morning. We're told a weapon has been seized. Gary Lineker and Rachel Riley are among a group of celebs involved in a new campaign to confront trolls. The former footballer and Countdown presenter are promising not to publicise the criticism they get on social media to try to starve those responsible of a wider audience. New research claims hate speech is inadvertently spread when insults are quoted and shared. It was carried out by the Centre for Countering Digital Hate. Imran Ahmed is its chief exec.
What these trolls are doing is really insidious. They're hacking our instinct to defend ourselves and using it to amplify their message. It's a very parasitic tactic, but it's one, sadly, that's working.
A teenage boy is in a critical condition in hospital after the bike he was riding collided with a car in Chatham. The crash happened on Wayfield Road last night. The 13-year-old's being treated in a London hospital and is described as stable. An NHS facility in Maidstone has been evacuated following a fire. A barn full of bales of straw caught alight at a farm on Upper Fant Road in the early hours of yesterday. It took firefighters more than 15 hours to put out the blaze. John Butler is a ward manager at the nearby Bridge House.
There was so much hay in it. They said they've got to let it burn down a bit before they can kind of get in there and probably disperse it and put it out fully. I don't think it was responding how they would have liked.
Patients and staff had to stand outside for about an hour in case the fire spread to the Oast House. And students arriving at the Uni of Kent over the weekend have had the chance to see what kind of degree they might get through a simulated game. More than 1,000 people have played the online one-hour degree, which was created by the Uni to show what it's like to study there. You can make choices on there that would affect how well you might do. Joseph Riley is one of the people behind it and says they've had a good response.
It's been overall very positive. People have learnt a lot from playing the game about the student experience at Kent. I am a student myself, so I've actually learned a lot through the development about Kent services and life at Kent.
It's hoped the game will help students make the transition to uni life.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket and Kent are staging a bit of a comeback after losing several wickets early on the first day of their championship game against Yorkshire. A short time ago, they were 112 for 5 in their first innings. Sam Billings and Darren Stevens are the men at the crease. Meantime, Kent have announced that former player Simon Cook is returning to the club as a specialist bowling coach. He made 236 appearances for the county between 2005 and 2012 and taking more than 360 wickets. Since retiring from the game, he's worked as a coach in Hong Kong. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.